Zeh keli van vei. Again, using the word zeh. The Gemara makes the inference zeh zeh. Like a Turkish on there, zeh keli will have a. Zeh keli, this is my God, one sees that. So, perceives that God is wrong in a certain way. There's a comparison. Talib Zerbi Ishmael, El Mali Zopi Yisrael, El Lahakul, Se Aviyam Shema Shmaim, Kol Chodesh, Ve Chodesh. If one would simply have just this opportunity itself for Kabbalah Sneh Shchina, Dayan, that would be enough. That's an amazing, amazing opportunity. Omer Abayi, Hilchos Sneh Mirim Bu'umot. Therefore, let's say it's standing up. So just on a simple level of chat, it seems very deep things, but let's just begin to understand a little bit the comparison to Kabbalah Sneh Shchina. So the Maharsha explains over there the following idea. Lefi, the Israel of the Golusov, as we are, I'm Israel in Golus, they're not going to mirror the Shech. Here we are, distant from the Shech, not close to seeing the Shech, or a Chokhov in Kabbalah. I will Chidush Levana, each time that the moon is renewed, the new month, who is Simon the Israel, let's say reminded, it's Simon. It's a certain cycle over here, and it's going to be come to a renewal. Lefayim, the Yod from the Kibbul Tnei Shechidah. Kamoisha Yorah of the Nusaf Birkat Alavona, as it is mentioned in the Nusaf of the Prophet. Well, Lazeh, Mishalu Mavorim ala Chodesh Bizmanu, Shu Simon Shalu Hatilim is Chadish Kamoisha, when we are around by the new Chodesh, to this idea that who are then in the same fashion, there's going to be a renewal of Am Yisrael, Vahari Anu Ki'ilu Mekadim Tnei Shechina, we are setting our face forward towards that ultimate Kabbalah of the Shechina. That itself is a certain sort of connection, a closeness to the Shechina, when we realize that even in our distant situation at the moment, we're reminded of the fact that eventually there's going to be a much greater perception of Kabbalah of the Shechina, and that itself is a certain level of Kabbalah of the Shechina. Mishkanish, yeah, today is the day. Well, they go together. Rosh Chodesh is the day of the new moon. It's related to the renewal of the moon. Well, when do we say Kiddush Levana? In the first half of the Chodesh, when the moon is still supposed to be in a state of renewal. So it's prompted by the renewal of the moon. That's where the reality is. A little further, the Orach HaShulchan also discusses a little bit the understanding of this mitzvah. The Kiddush Levana, who in Gadol V'Noyer, it is written in Chazal, Kiddush Levana is an amazing, deep thing, Kehabonah Tnei Shechina. Over Bada Yesh Pazeh Tzlidus Gadolus. Most definitely, there lies in these great secrets for the Royce, awesome ideas, Kasher HaRishon Chachmei HaKabonah, as the Sifrei Kabonah writes. So they're deep Kabbalistic ideas, which obviously are not far. But the Kshutoi, very simple time. HaKam Nashim Borchen Al HaLevonah. Yosef al Kalak is coming. Well, what is special about the Levana? A special brother for the Levana more than anything else in the Shomayim. The Kechom, the Ketanah came out to the Kalak Kechom, and in fact, it is much smaller than most of the Kechom. Mipnei, Shehi Kroiva La'oret Yosef al Kalak Kechom. The moon, as we know, is much closer to us than any of the Kechom. The Kechom are very, very distant. She'eno Rechoikom in La'oret, right, Be'eret, Mem Gimel Elet Parakom. The distance between the moon and the Earth is not so great, 43,000 parsecs. Parsecs is about, I think about 4 kilometers or something. So, you've got to do the mathematics, 43,000 times 4 would be something like 200,000 kilometers.
Well,
and then the astronomers among us, how far away the moon is from the.
Where is the moon?
I don't know, from his own knowledge. He doesn't bring a horse from. That's how far away. And what are you getting at? Ubo nirus lomim b'chush. Now with the moon, we can more clearly and openly feel the love of Shlach Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol laila b'laila, every night. Nehilucha ha-murgush ve-hekeko sa'oret b'chol kodesh. The activity of the moon is something that's openly recognizable to people. Other celestial bodies, whatever they're doing up there, whatever things they're involved in, whatever part they play in the Bria Sa'olam, isn't really so apparent to us. But the moon, it's clearly open to us, you see, it changes from day to day, from month to month, it goes around. It's clearly open to us, the activity of the moon. But Yisrael have moon in the Levana, and Am Yisrael who count their months and their years by the Levana, Mishnu the Levana, they themselves are compared to the Levana. In what way? K'shem sha'Levana ein lo'or me'at musa. In the same fashion that the moon, does not have its own individual light. We know that it reflects the light of the sun. In the same fashion, Yisrael. Am Yisrael, the Eno Him Shum Oy. Zulat Oy Shul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our facet, our target in this world is not to shine forth our own light, but to be a mirror and a reflection for the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaZereach Lomit, which shines forth for us, then Tzolot HaTorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, via the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another similarity to the moon, just like the moon has its time when it's dark and when it comes light. Like we say. Am Yisrael too has their times when they are less bright and their times when they shine bright. And just like we know that the moon, even when it appears partially dark, it's a light on the other side. It's still there. The whole moon is still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's just not openly shining. Even the times when we're not openly shining, but it's just a hidden light. These are some ideas which lie behind Kiddush Levana, what we want with taking note of the renewal of the moon. Deep idea. Now let's take a little look at some halakhic aspects relating to Kiddush Levana. Now we know that normally before we make a bracha on the Levana, we make a point of looking at the moon. The person goes out and looks at the moon, that's how we do this. So we go out, look at the moon, and then we say the bracha. Now let's take a look at how the ikuma, how important is that point in the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. Well, let's take a more extreme case, somebody who's not able to look at the moon. Let's say somebody who's blind, he's not good eyesight, he can't see the moon. So can he make his bracha? So this shayla is discussed by the earlier Achronim, and we'll see that really there's a fundamental point in what type of bracha is it. So there's a tshuva of the Maharshal.
Well, it's
made for somebody else's bracha, that's for sure. Don't lose anything by doing that. But the question is he able to make his own bracha? Okay. That might be a little bit. Let's put that in with what are the stopping here? Before we say it inside, what would be the two stopping? On the one hand, you could say that it's a bracha on seeing the moon. Like you can't make a bracha on eating bread if you don't eat bread. It's a bracha on seeing the moon. So you don't see it, you don't see it. Well, in the sense, unfortunately, you can't see it, but you don't see it, you don't see it. Or is it pshat? That is a bracha, not really on seeing the moon. We say it when we see the moon, that's the time when we say it, but not a bracha on seeing the moon. It's a bracha which is fixed on the event of the Chiddush of the Levana, which Chazal wants us to say every Chiddush. A bracha on the Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the working of the world. I'll give you a similar example to make more clear what are the two studies. We know every morning we make a bracha, Hamavir Shena Me'eno Esum Me'atapoy, one. Like a proposal, one to remove sleep from our eyes, and we've woken up to a new day. So there's discussion in the Poskim, whether it's a curse or Shavuot night, or at times if people don't sleep. What happens to a person who didn't sleep the entire night? So most nights people go to sleep. But what happens if one night somebody didn't sleep the entire night? Now he comes in the morning, some chakra, he's got his sinner open. What happens when he arrives at this bracha, Hamavir Shena Me'eno, the one to remove sleep from our eyes? So there's discussion in the Poskim about this, and the two Psalms are the same two Psalms. Essentially similar. Is it a bracha literally upon waking up? It's a bracha, as you say, on not for the Hanah, let's call it of waking up to a new day. You make a bracha on it. Or is that a pshat? Chazal would consider a bracha on the sort of polygenic of the world, now we will come to a new day. In fact, it's not true, it's about a concept. That idea is another thing. It doesn't make a difference whether you actually went to sleep or not.
But you can wait there
and fall asleep. Yeah, that's a way out. That's a way out. But what is the essence of the bracha? So here we have a similar shayla. So let's have a little look. So the Maharshal says as follows: Subah, a blind person, nearer thee, it appears to me, the yotel shakir of the body. He can perfectly well make the bracha, there's no problem, there's no issue. My obvious should move you as a oyram. I'm not saying that it is required to see the light. At all, rather, shall oil on me oisul oil. We know we do only make the bracha first of all at night, only at a time when the moon is visible. But nevertheless, he says, all that is because the time of the brothel is at a time when people, when it's fitting to take note of the light of the moon, to use the light of the moon. But not that every single person has to see the light and then make the brothel. It's not that way.
So, is this the demand of the
So we'll talk more about it. His bracha zu, because his bracha of bria oyamoy the kedusha yichol. His bracha refers to the creation of the world and the way the world works. The gemara says bracha for a bracha for the way the working of the tevah of the world. The zoyra and it is similar. Another bracha which is the same sort of the tumah for a blind person. She yoto the vori she yoto tevah ma oyam. Every morning there's a bracha to the light in the sky and the sun and the other bodies that are lighting up the world. And we don't say that somebody who is blind can't make these brachas, even open in the Gemara. This bracha, Yotzer HaMa'oyim, the one who fashions the luminary, can be said even by somebody who can't see the Ma'oyim. Because the bracha isn't a bracha on the actual benefit of using this light. It's a bracha on the Chiddush HaOlam, on the Briyas HaOlam, which can be said by anybody. So in the same fashion as the Marashal, even though this Marashal surely agrees, and he might well agree, that you only make the bracha A at night, B at the time when the moon is visible, not when it's covered. Nevertheless, all that is, you know, that's the appropriate time when the Chazal will convey us to make the bracha. But not that the actual bracha is a bracha before this, like a type of Birkat HaNeim, only benefit from the light of the moon. That's the time when you do it. However, there is a tshuva of the Radban who appears that he will not agree with this Marashal. He doesn't discuss openly somebody that is blind, but we'll see from his wording that he looks at the brother seemingly different in the first time. So ask me next. You ask me the following shayla. I should tell you my opinion. In Mavorkin al Alabona, this man she is Motov and Babi. Someone make a brother on the moon when there is something which separates between you and the moon. And there's a curtain, let's say you're inside and there's a curtain. The thing is magiation of it, or if it's cloud, someone makes a brother. So he says as follows: Ima mata dach the kolosh. It is a very thin curtain. Shoyger lemenu or halavona, where the light of the lavona shines through. You can still see the lavona. Ad shemu nami lemenu, to the extent that one can use the light. For Yuchalaki, one would recognize the types of things one would use the light of the moon for, which is the second light. Oh, Zvada Yochal the Vari Kolel. Then one can make a brother. But in Hamotha Kugat, it's a very thick curtain. The Ain Ned and Mehur Labono, a self benefit from the light of the moon, Ain the Vari. But the brother of Hamotha. But who I think says the same thing will follow through, this is probably more usual for us than in Ha'olam, if it's a cloud. This is a very thick cloud, and you cannot see the moon, only maybe you just see the shine because of that. Ain Mavoris, you can't make the bracha. It will polish the dark, and it's a very thin cloud of Mavoris. The Ain is still Mavoris, but his thought, although what happens if you start with making the bracha and the cloud comes over in the middle? So if you have a bracha, you can complete the bracha. And now, when it's mostly in the final, the Ain Taila, if you're going to ask me, Halloi, I'll be the Hobby Shalom Mavoris. Perhaps this bracha is instituted simply on the running of the world, so we know that the moon is there. So why shouldn't we be able to make the bracha even if it's covered? And even if you're not benefiting. Heart laser. This is not so. So our Omer of Yehuda, Haraya Levama Zechikusha, one who sees the Levama in the Lashon of Chazal. The Suga Tidum in the second, so to the Toilet Eidon. And that's the look of it. Haray the head Yishin Tzoris Lahabitbo. It is clear that one needs to look at it. It appears from the wording of the Radban that he holds that he's looking at the moon is because it's not simply a bracha on the Minhagei Shel Olam, but it is actually a bracha on benefiting, or at least the fact that one could benefit from the light of the moon, and therefore one has to actually see it. And it appears that that according to the Radban, a blind person would not be able to make this bracha. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah understands it to be a machloekus between this Marashal and this Radban. It advises that a blind person should hear the bracha from somebody else. It's a topic. It's a topic whether he would be able to make a bracha or not. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
You said something that the blind person can be pulled up to the third?
That's what they do. I'm not sure. Because normally... I recall a different case discussed. I'm not sure about what's written about Tumah, but I recall a different case. Because you know that normally, even in the shul, where there's a Baal Kore, like in the Navi shul for each person, people are not Kore for themselves. But nevertheless, there's a Baal Kore, and the person who's been called to that Aliyah, he's supposed to stay along quietly with the Baal Kore. Now, what's the din with somebody who can't do that? So there's somebody who's so unlearned that even with a Baal Kore, he's not able to do that. I'm pretty sure that shit, you're not supposed to call him out for an Aliyah. Although I don't know what happens in places where that's surely frequently relevant, but okay. Not sure. Okay, let's check it out. You think you said the
example?
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, let's just summarize the dinning which I'm coming out as regards clouds, which is probably more relevant. It often happens that people go out to do Kiddush Shalom, it's a bit of a cloudy night. The clouds are covering the moon, they're not covering the moon, so if there's a cloud that properly covers the moon, you don't see the moon, or you only see its light very, very vaguely, you don't make the proper. You wait for there to be an opening in the cloud. If there's an opening in the cloud and it covers, and then it comes over, and then the proper, that doesn't matter. You kind of continue saying the proper. You see it beforehand. However, the Shabura adds to this that what will happen. So in his silver body, Harkas Nitzkat, there's all of him going after. You started to make the bracha and it gets covered in a little bit, now you finish the bracha. However, in Lo Yishevu B'Shai, Shetitkata Halavodah Be'emtzavir Popin, this also sometimes happens. What happens if you think that the Lavodah is going to get covered in the middle? As you can see, that you know the clouds are racing across the sky, so you're waiting for a break in the clouds, and you see it looks like it's going to be just a 10-second break, not a 1-minute break. So if it looks like it's going to be covered in the middle of the bracha, you should wait for a longer break. It's just a 2-second break isn't good enough. We're looking ideally at a chila for a break where the moon is not going to be covered for the entire time of the bracha. If you made a mistake or you misestimated and you started saying the bracha and it gets covered in the middle, it doesn't matter. But the Chachila, when you're planning at first, to begin saying the bracha, one should try to see that the moon will be uncovered for the entire bracha. Now what about something else? In this Tshuva of the Radvaz, it was mentioned cases where one's not seeing the moon fully, so he spoke about a cloud, but he also spoke about a type of curtain, a mota, something else that's between you and the moon. So he says, if it's something you can very thin and you can still see the moon, then it's good.
Oh, something
about
smoke.
No. Screen or curtain, yeah. So Mr. Brook, based on this, the Shara screen. We're going ahead of you there and say from this, they move right out of the bottom, there are two takalot, somebody who's looking through a window. So we're very, a clear glass window, you can certainly see the moon. You can make the brother. And in another place in Hafei, he more clearly explains himself, Afiru Eyakalun Potsua. Nami Eyakalun Ma'akiv Medina. Even if the window is closed, but it's a clear glass window, you can see the moon. Kolshi Ezea Bezbiru, Shabashi Mei Negle, who are at the bottom. As long as it's a clear window, and it's quite clear what you're seeing is the Lavona, not some sort of reflection, the Loisa Haru is the Alma, in the Mutalavona, not some reflection of the moon, but it's clearly the moon itself, one can make the bracha through a window as well. But Lechatchila, I'm not so sure for the reason for this, but he says Lechatchila toiv yoyzel is toiv ha'alot. Lechatchila, one opens the window, Akeshe'i hesher kegonim de'a kurva chadoim, it's very, very cold when you can't. Muta afila ila chadoim potzua. One can make this proper even through a window. So having said all this, let's just think for a minute over our midnight. They say, he says, you can even say this proper through a window. So why do we normally go outside? Here we are all in shul, all that, the marriage, normally on the Matzah Shabbos, all go outside. Well, what's this going outside all about? So we're going to see, we're going outside for a different reason in time. The Rambo recalled that in Mekachin Halavona, the Rambo mentions this idea, one does not make Kiddush Levana under a roof. One goes outdoors. Then explains the Mishnah Berurah, and on Tachas Kippat HaShomayim, rather directly under the Shomayim. That's the what's the reason for this? The Kiddush Levana on a roof, Kabbalah Tmei Shchinah. Kiddush Levana, as we've said, is like greeting the Shchinah. The aim that there is covered here only Tachas HaGat. One doesn't stand indoors. One wants to greet a king. The king is coming. You don't sit in your house and wait for the king to come to you. The people who go to the Tachas HaGat go out. They will go out to greet a king. Like, since it's a certain greeting, but the Shkina, this is symbolic of going out to greet. This has nothing to do with the concept of seeing the moon. There's two different things over here. There's one idea of seeing the moon. The seeing, in principle, could be done through a window. Any place where you can see it clearly is fine. There's a second concept that we wish to greet the Shkina. And to go out, to leave where you are and go outdoors, is a greeting of the Shkin. And therefore, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Zeh Rachlech HaTchilah. Now this idea of it being a correct way to greet the Shkinah is a clear idea. This is a nice time hobby. And when Mishnah Choshish behaves in Eichon, somebody's not feeling so good, he's got a cold, or it's not good for him to go outside. So Yuchal not say his foot. He's not able to go outside. Unami Shah Mokhan Eyon Noki, if the outdoor in the street isn't clean for saying a bracha. Oishah Shari Veyah Akum, or they're going around and it's going to be inappropriate, it's about to be dangerous. You can't be convinced, so then one can say this bracha indoors. If this idea of going outdoors, that's a hamhoga v'chatkila, when we're able to do it, it's not ma'akib in the bracha, all one needs to do for the bracha is to be able to see the moon. And as I said, you can see it through a window, even through a closed window, if it's hard to open the window. So the going outside, that's just a l'chatkila dika idea, to greet the Shekhinah in the correct fashion. Two other points I put here afterwards. Well, what happened is somebody forgot to look at the moon. Because we don't normally we come out, we look at the moon and we say the bracha. What happened is somebody's going out to make Kiddush Levana. Let's get with everybody else from the shul. We're going to look at the moon. And he said the bracha without looking at the moon. So Rav Ozer discusses this shayla in his shuvas. I mean, our first thought would be to say that it's related in the first place to the machlokes, which we said before, between the Maharshal and the Rambam, whether the bracha is a bracha on general Kiddush HaOlam, general the way the world works, but one doesn't have to actually see the moon, it's not like a brick of a nail type of thing. So then certainly your yotze according to Marashah. According to the Radvan, that the bracha seems to be more a bracha upon seeing the moon, will be a little more questionable. The conclusion of the Shevet Halevi is that Bidi Evid your yotze. One other final point that something also going to get out, what will be if you don't see all of the moon. It's covered by a cloud. What's it? A bit of the moon. Half the moon is covered by a cloud, but half of it is sticking out. So this is discussed only by only four selected Yosha, the Talmud of the Shulchan Aruch, and he recalled that is already sufficient to make Kiddush Levana. So it doesn't have to duck to see the entire moon. So long as you can see a portion of the moon. I don't know, this looks like a tiny little slip and it doesn't say look like it's a moon. Yeah. Good night.
No, I mean, frankly,
they don't. And I don't know how frequently such a thing actually occurs. The moon isn't so big when we view it from here. It's covered, though it's not covered. It would be such a thing that it's partially covered.
But the moon is made of cheese, right?
That's it, yeah. So if it's partially covered, one can also make a bracha as long as one sees a portion of the moon. Okay, we'll stop here. Wish you all a good Chodesh.